Grace and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit who knits us all together as brothers and sisters in our Lord Christ. Greetings also from the three churches I serve. Let's see if I can do this. St. John's Evangelical Lutheran in Mosbach, Trinity Lutheran in Dorinda, and St. Paul's in Hanover, Illinois. It's always a mouthful to introduce. But it's so glad to be here and to be home, and it still feels like home and wonderful to see all these smiling faces. And on such a wonderful spring day in Colorado. Oh, my goodness, what a spring. And you guys have been having rain like you can never have rain, like we have rain back in Illinois. But it's been fun having spring come back to us, except for days like today, because I like to be reminded every morning that it's spring by the birds singing outside the window. And I'm also personally having this battle with some of the birds who keep on trying to nest on the lights on the front and back doors of our house. They are so eagerly building because they have very little time to get their nests ready. And soon they will have eggs in them, and soon we will hear the chicks, and later in summer, I know, we'll see the little fledglings hopping along the ground with mom and dad bringing them something. But if you're human, it seems to take so long. I mean, growing up seems to take so long. We don't fly the nest at the end of summer, do we? Sometimes we don't fly the nest till many years after high school nowadays, right? It seems to take so long to learn. We have so much to learn from the parents and adults around us. If you're a human, it's really tough being a kid. It's especially tough as a young kid. Can you remember back to when you thought you would never grow up and it would take forever until you could do things without mom and dad around? It seems to take a long, long time when we are weak and vulnerable and have to have someone to hold our hand and be ready to catch us when we fall. It seems that we stay dependent on someone stronger than us for a very long time as humans. If you have young kids right now, or even if you can go back to a time when you were little yourself, can you think about how permanent and all encompassing everything was when it happened? I mean, when you fall down and you get that boo-boo, it seems like the pain is everything in your existence at that moment. Like all you can imagine is that pain lasting forever. And if you can't have the cookie you want, right when you want it, maybe you're told you had to wait until after dinner, because you can't have that cookie that you see lying right there on the counter right in front of you, it seems like you're being denied happiness forever, right? The experience of not getting what you want seems permanent, and you can't quite understand what they're telling you, that in just half an hour, if you're good kissed and finish your dinner, you can have that cookie. Because as a kid, we can't see the future and know that our cut will heal, that we will get that cookie after dinner, that troubles will come and go along with happiness and joy. In our scripture passage today in Romans, Paul talks about how we have been reconciled or restored to a loving relationship with God because of what Christ did for us on the cross, and not by anything we did. And because of what God has done for us, we can trust in God and live with God again the way we were meant to live because of Christ's sacrifice. And this reconciliation, that's a big word, this justification, maybe this putting everything right between us and God that Jesus accomplishes for us, creates peace and a bond like that of a parent to a child between us and God. It's like we were orphans, and all of a sudden we had been brought back to live with God and be taken care of by God. But then Paul says something more about this restored life with God. He says that not only can we boast and rely on this life with God, but that when afflictions and distress come our way, we also boast and take trouble in what we are facing. And that seems a little harder to follow. When you're a little kid and you're in an unfamiliar place or out in a big crowd in a store, everything seems confusing and you hold mom or dad's hand really tightly because knowing that they're there will give you comfort. When you're just a kid, when you fall down and bump your head, you will feel better when dad or an adult you trust picks you up and holds you. Even though the pain doesn't go away, you will feel better just knowing that they are there to help you and care for you and love you. When you get a little older, you feel a little more confident walking around in strange places. As long as you can still see mom or dad or someone you trust, you don't feel the need so much anymore to tightly grip their hand. You just need to know that they aren't far off. And when you get hurt falling out of a tree, is it enough to know that you can call out and someone that loves you will come running to help you and care for you? And as we get older and spread our wings, we may learn to enjoy our independence. But don't we still like to know that when we need it, we can go home to mom or dad or someone who looks out for us? And even though they aren't holding our hands anymore, we know that in a way we still carry them with us. And they're still holding us and caring for us and loving us, even though we can't look back and see them standing behind us or quickly run and find them. They're still with us and love us. We can feel the love and concern and trust that they are there for us when we need them. What happens as we grow older is that we learn that we can trust that those who love us, parents and guardians, are there and will be with us. That's a part of what growing up is all about. Learning to trust in relationships, learning to do things on our own, but always with people to support us and love us and care for us. Because even as adults, we still need to know that someone is out there that cares for us, has our back in times of trouble, or will help pick us up when life knocks us down. Paul says that we can boast in our distress or afflictions. We can take pride in them because we grow up. We have learned over time that when troubles come, knowing and learning that we have someone to rely on produces patience and endurance. It doesn't make things feel any better, but it's like having your boo-boo and having mom or dad pick you up. It comforts you and helps you believe that it's not going to last forever. Paul next says that patience and endurance, the ability to hold up in tough times, comes from knowing we have the support to get through difficulties, that this leads to developing character. And a better word might be proven character. The word means that you have stood the test or gone through the trial, and it now leads you to a confidence and knowledge that you can get through such things. You're older, and you know you can get through the tough times and bad times because you are not alone. And Paul says that finally, this all leads to real hope. And this type of hope is not just wishful thinking. In our usage today, when we say we hope for something, often it means nothing more than we wish it will happen. But in the Greek, hope means something stronger than that. Hope means that you can have a degree of confidence that it will actually happen. Maybe it's not certain, but reasonably confident that it can happen. In our modern English, I'll give you an example. I can easily say that I hope the Rockies will win the World Series. And I really mean it because my dad and my friends here in Colorado would have a really great year if that happened, right? But in the Greek, I can't really say that I hope the Rockies will win the World Series. Sorry, Rockies fans. It's just a little too much of a long shot to have a degree of confidence that will happen this fall. You see, Paul says that we can boast or take pride when troubles come because over time we grow up and learn that because we have Christ in our hearts, when we suffer hard times, it produces endurance and patience, and that eventually leads to character that trusts and relies on the fact that we can go through anything because God is with us. And that character allows us to hope, not a wishful thinking hope, but a real hope, a hope built on knowing that it will reasonably happen. And that hope will never be disappointed, Paul finally says, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts. Because Jesus died for us, and through baptism and hearing the word and in communion, Christ lives within us. God lives with us, and we know that God is always with us because of the love we feel in our hearts, love that is poured out into us by the Holy Spirit. Paul goes on to say that while we were weak, while we were untrained, while we were kids, little ones that needed to grasp on to mommy or daddy's hand, while we were vulnerable and weak and unable to face the world on our own, at just that time, while we were people that needed help, at that time for that purpose, Christ died for us. The broken, the messed up, the people who screw up, the young little kid that can't get through life without someone looking out after them. For just that time, while we were yet untrained and always falling down in life and getting ourselves into trouble, for those times, Jesus came and died so that we might have a new and improved life with God, where God looks out for us and holds our hand. And we know that God is with us and standing beside us, ready to catch us when we fall by the love that we feel poured out in our hearts. That love is one we can boast of. That love is one we can take pride in and depend upon. Because of that love in us, we face afflictions and sufferings, knowing that they will bring us even more patience and endurance. That with God walking beside us and holding our hand, they will bring us character and a sense of confidence in being able to face up to the worst the world can throw at us. And that leads to a real hope, not a wishful planning or thinking, not a fantasy daydream wishing and hoping, but real hope. Hope you can believe in 100%. Hope that comes from God's love poured into our hearts. Hope that comes from experienced God helping us through the toughest times. Life can be more than just rough sometimes. Just like being a little kid, life can sometimes seem to bring pains and troubles that seems that they will never end and that they will overwhelm us. Life can get nasty and seem to grind us down. But with Christ, God has given us the chance to become children that can count on having a loving parent always there to grab our hand. With Christ, we have been given the promise that God will come and live with us. With Christ, we can have a love poured out into our hearts greater than the love of any earthly mother or father. Human parents may not be all that they should be all the time. Sometimes human parents can't be there when you need them. But God is always with you. And Christ comes to live and make his dwelling with you. And the Spirit will pour out love into your very heart. And that is something you can count on and boast and take pride in. And that is something to take with you always. When you go walking in some strange place, when you feel yourself in the dark and needing to reach and grab a loving hand, when you need someone to pick you up and comfort you, Christ came to us so that we can have God with you every single hour of every single day. And that's not just wishful thinking or just being optimistic or hoping for the best. That's a hope that is based on knowing that God is always there with you. That's a hope you can be 100% sure about. That's a hope that stays with you because we experience God's love poured into our very hearts. Go. God's love has been poured out into you. Go. Live in real hope. Go. God has got your hand. Amen.